Always such an honor and a joy to meditate with you, meditate together, and know that the field extends to those who are doing this later on in the day or in the night, and doing this from many other places in the world. What an honor. And to know that each and every person is doing all they can, being all that they are in any given moment, reminding oneself throughout the day of how important that is, that the world needs it, that we ourselves need that to bring happiness and joy every moment, warm-heartedness. Don't you love that phrase from the Dalai Lama? Warm-heartedness. Every moment, mindful, heedful, thoughtful human beings. Oh my word. What an honor. Namaste. I bow to you. Namaste. From unchanging awareness appears unimpeded compassion. Just that much. From unchanging awareness appears unimpeded compassion. And that's what I just bowed to within each and every one. And we can bow to that in each and every sentient being. From unchanging awareness appears, arises, manifests, expresses, demonstrates unimpeded compassion. Let's be with that, because we are that. We're just open-hearted, open mind right now. If it turns into settling, it does. If it turns into amusing, it does. Just being with it, because we are this. From unchanging awareness appears, arises, demonstrates, manifests, expresses, paints, dances, sings, composes, fixes, as in to fix something on the stove, appears unimpeded compassion. our personal mind and its consciousness can choose to emphasize any component of that statement and of that reminder of being from unchanging awareness appears and any other form of that unimpeded compassion. Every word, every concept within each of those words can be sat with. From, what a word that is, from. Sit with that one for a while. And any of the other words, and all the concepts related to each and every one. There's not one concept. We just discovered that with from. There's coming, there's going, there's all manner, there's so many you came up with. And then it all settled. Right? A smoothness. Something close to unchanging. A smoothness. We could take compassion and it'd be about response, it'd be about activity. Within the teachings of the world, compassion always reminds us, and our teachings remind us over and over again, it has nothing to do with our sense of self, other than that self as an instrument, a vessel, a delivery system. But if the self is in any part of the giving, or the patience, or the collaboration, it's not compassion. It has an agenda that is oriented to the self. So we come back to any word with any pondering, any discoveries. And so, compassion, to use an African proverb, excuse me, is the I'm the reason my ancestors existed. And that can seem to be an I statement, but it's not, because it means we are responsible. We are the very responsibility that they birthed. We are the very response mechanism that they gave rise to. And all their hardship, and all their laughter, and all their songs, and all their meaning is in me right now. And I'm responsible. Each of us is responsible to honor that, to be their wish for a better world, to be their wish for a better humanity. How powerful. That's compassion. So we can see that anything can give rise to meditation, and that anything can be meditation. How perfect. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. Breathe with our Mother Earth and are aware that this very breath comes from her and countless, countless beings, and that this very breath has been the breath of countless beings, has shared in the livingness down through billions of years, because this earth is a closed system. And we smile with it all. Ooh. Love you all. Contemplate. Be the responsibility of being and create your day. Love you.